views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Why, hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Thank you for doing that. For you guys out there, it's so important. I do forget to do things sometimes. If you want to find out more about me or the Dr. Pat Show, you can go to thedrpatshow.com. And many of you have asked me, like, where is your website? Well, I'm building it. So, yeah, that's going to be coming soon, too. The other thing is, if you want to find out some of our amazing hosts and the network, you can go to transformationtalkradio.com. If you want to actually find out how to host a show with us, go to the transformationnetwork.com or just give us a call. Either way. But this is how you find out about what we're doing, how we're doing it. And one of you had sent me an email asking for actually two things. You said, can you please, actually it was three things. And I think this, I think this was Mary sent the email. You said, can you please go back and put Facebook Live back on your home pages? And we will. Would you also please put your question box back on the home pages? And we will. And then the third thing I think you asked for had to do with how we announce the shows and what we do with the schedule. And I just say that we're building new technology, so some of those things will be done. But you can download the app. We now know that the way you all listen is you listen live through a telephone app, which is great. You also listen live through your telephone app and the podcast, and you subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube. And so we have now officially entered the world of digital broadcasting. But honestly, we've been doing that for 15 years. Today's show is also part of what the evolution of who we are has been about. You know, I am thrilled to talk about healing any chance I get. But what I'm really thrilled about when I talk about healing, you know, has to do with what I discovered along the way on my own healing journey. And what I discovered along the way was that healing wasn't like I was brought up to believe it was like. It was much more than that. Today, you're going to hear about why it's much more than that through the book I have in front of me, The Book of Pendulum Healing. And I have somebody here who has written this book, Joan Rose Steffen. And the reason that we're talking about this today is because in what Joan has presented, what she's done is she's put together this blueprint, this guide of how to be in the healing space, that sacred space that you get into, where what happens to you on a mind, body, spirit level is really unrecognizable and indescribable. And yet we have an absolute methodology and way that Joan presents for you, for me, and everyone to look at this profound system of how to heal, but how to heal it all, whether that is emotional, intellectual, physical, spiritual, past lives, future lives, all of the above. There is a way to address it. Today, we're going to take a journey and look at that. Joan, for those of you out there, is a writer, an artist, a psychic healer, and something happened to her on the way to becoming her. And that's where we're going to start the show. Joan, it's great to have you.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here.
I want to talk to you about this thing that happened to you on the way to becoming you. And that is that I think many of us go along our pathway and something happens. All of a sudden, something happens. And we're not the same anymore. And that's kind of what happened to you in your 20s, isn't it?
Yes. Well, I had a first spiritual experience. Well, I had many spiritual experiences. But I had a first spiritual experience when I was in a psychic healing class in the Haight-Ashbury. I was about 28 years old. And we were learning simple exercises that I still use today. But towards the end of the class, maybe the third or fourth class, the teacher, who was kind of a wild-eyed Haight-Ashbury San Francisco man, called in healing love of Jesus and Mary. And we all had an experience first of just feeling that energy. And I think that's the universal healing energy you're talking about, Pat. I had been brought up a Christian, but I had never felt that energy. And then I was a modern, you know, woman. I was living in San Francisco. I was taking Kundalini yoga classes, but I was also having fun in the fern bars at the time. And I had a little drinking problem. I'm sure many of us had that. And
oh, yeah, so totally relate. Totally get it. Yep, totally know it. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it a little drinking problem, but that's okay. I mean, you know, the very fact that you were at Haight-Ashbury and I was at Woodstock, I mean, that kind of says it all, doesn't it?
Right. That says it all. And, I mean, Haight-Ashbury was really fun. A lot of bookstores and health food stores and coffee houses, the piano bar, and it was beautiful, and fern bars. So... I was out with my sister on Saturday night, and then on Sunday mornings, we were trying to do Kundalini yoga and go to the health food store and get vitamins. So it's not exactly the route, but then when I was 30 years old, I walked into an AA meeting, and I've never had a drink since. Mm. It's made me a great believer in miracles. Because at that time in my life, I was at my bottom, and I didn't know what to do. I had tried counseling, yoga, of course, psychic healing. I had tried everything. And so that was my next step in the journey of healing, was that I got clean and sober. And then I got involved in A Course in Miracles because I wanted to know what was this miracle that happened to me?
Yeah.
And so I studied that for a number of years. Well, I still study it.
Yeah, I do too, actually. And what I try to do is every year take a refresher course because I think we're different each year, right?
Right.
But isn't that fascinating how that literally saved your life in so many ways, right?
Oh, yes, it did. And then I ended up, it was funny, I was in a little tiny Unity church in San Luis Obispo, and I was like a year and a half sober, and they gave me a scholarship to Unity Village in the summer. And I studied Course in Miracles at Unity, but then I ran out of money, and another miracle happened. I worked in the Unity prayer room for 9 months.
Wow.
Which, of course, I think I helped other people, but of course it helped me because it changed my thoughts.
Yeah.
Because I was praying for others.
isn't that the magic of it? Because, you know, for me, it's kind of, it really is kind of the same. You know, when I ended up on my healing journey in 2004, I was 6 months into the radio show where I was so absolutely committed to helping people. And this showed up very accidentally, so to speak, in 2003 with the wrong phone number. But what it did for me is I was able to not just help our listeners in by providing information. I personally just, I'm a catalyst. But by bringing people on like you, it ended up that not only did we help our listeners find solutions and possibilities, but it helped the many authors now that have come through here in 15 years. And in the end, you know, building a positive talk network now, soon to be 10 channels, it creates a different energy. How does that energy of helping, how would you describe that helping energy? How did that get you to where you are today?
Well, the thing I really noticed with it is that when you're helping someone, it's as if the two of you are connected. And because you're connected, you are no longer alone. And then when you're connected with one other person, you are, you know, you're part of the divine universe and that healing power. And it comes through. It's, I mean, to me, that's the real miracle, is that that energy comes through and together you can create that miracle.
You know, I want to ask you this, Joan. You are an artist. You're a psychic healer. You are fully stepped in to helping people with relationships, past life, prosperity, home, career, and now the author of the book of Pendulum Healing. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about healing. And what is it about healing that would have many of us start, as Joan does in her book, with the arduous path, the challenge charts? What is it about facing our challenges that could be so pivotal and freeing that without that, I wouldn't have created crust busting, for sure, and I wouldn't have been able to take a look at really what was getting the way of truly becoming me again. We're going to take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Ese amor llega así, de esta manera. No tiene la culpa.
Have you been searching for a push to step out and share your gifts with the world? Allow Charlene Hess to empower you to start shedding the layers of your ego that are holding you back and begin feeling connected to your heart so that you can shine your unique divine light and share your gifts with the world. Tune in to The Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge, every third Friday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit CharleneHess.com.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Then tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go to ignite the life you deserve. Visit GetRootedRadio.com and tune in.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com. To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Llega así, esta manera, no tiene la culpa. Amor de compraventa, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven. Bambolea, bambolea, porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así. Perdón de Dios, tú eres mi vida, la fortuna del destino, el destino te ha desamparado, lo mismo ya callé, lo mismo soy yo, no te encuentro alabando, eres posible, no te encuentro de verdad, por eso un día no cuento si de nada, lo mismo ya callé, lo pienso en ti.
Hey, everybody, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. I'm Dr. Pat. Hey, look, for more information about me, go ahead and go to thedrpatshow.com. For more information about Joan, you can go to joanrosestaffen.com. S as in Sam, T, A, F as in Frank, F as in Frank, E-N.com. And by the way, we've got Benny three copies of the book to give away today. The book, as I said before, is the Book of Pendulum Healing. And we're going to come out of the gate, Joan. And I want to talk about a couple of things. First of all, one of the things I want to talk about is the very fact that you're very clear right at the beginning of the book about many of us bump into what we call challenges in our lives, obstacles. There are what? 1,000 names for them, right? The point is that there's something going on in our lives that's not natural to the flow of life. And yeah, it kind of gets in the way of us being what we need to be. But the most unique thing you've done in the book is you really approach and address things by charts. And I want to ask you about this, about the arduous nature of things. As in your journey and my journey, I had to face myself. How important is that? And how important is that to sort of begin at that place?
It is something that comes up for everyone. And the lucky ones take the healing path. They notice that something truly isn't right in their life, and they find a new way of living. And part of that really is looking at yourself in the mirror, and it is very difficult. Luckily, we live in an era when that is possible. And with these charts that I have in the book, a person can really do an inventory on themselves and their life and look at what's working and what's not working.
So, Joan, let me ask you this question, if I could. I love that you used a very particular word. Do you know what it is?
No.
Inventory.
Yes.
Love the word. I love the word inventory. I love, 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 love it. My introduction to the word inventory happened in 1989. But for me, I love that you are talking about it in a way that is so benign. And let me tell you what I mean by benign. Benign means it's a safe word. It's not a word that says, oh, you got to look at your defaults. Oh, you got to look at your crust. It's like, let's take an inventory. What's working? What's not? All right. Tell me what you mean by an inventory and explain the essence of it in terms of your book.
Well, I think in life, people, we have a lot of people who take our inventory. Basically, we start out at a very young age going to school. We have the people who we go to school with, and then we also have our employers, coworkers. But seldom do we really take a look at ourselves by ourselves when it's most important for us to know what's right for us, because really only we can choose what is right for us in life. That's our bottom line. And when you do an inventory, not only do you find out, oh, I've got a few things to work on, but I've got some gifts. I'm a fantastic person, and I need to take these gifts and take them out into the world.
One of the things I want to ask you about the inventory and ask you about the approach you've taken in the book is the book really addresses mind, body, spirit, and shall I say beyond. Mind, body, spirit, and beyond. Because I really think that our view, our humanity and view of mind, body, spirit is very limited. You know, when we say those words, mind, body, spirit, I think each of us has a very limited assessment of the potentiality of what that could mean. In fact, just go to the science, right? I mean, what are we now using? Like between 8 and 10% of the brain capacity, the mental capacity that we have. So the things that are here are sometimes unrecognizable and indescribable. However, by the very fact that you're using a technique called what I call, and I think you call it charting, it allows us to take a look at an understanding, the essence or the process to come to a potential and possibility nature of who we are. Why was that a key element in creating a book on pendulums? And then let's talk about the very nature of the pendulum and how it is a chart in itself, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, the reason I was attracted to charts in the first place was the day I learned how to use a pendulum, I was also handed a chart. And so not only did I learn how to get binary questions answered, yes, no, with a dowsing instrument, I also learn to get multiple choice, and it takes you into a deeper level of answer and yourself, actually, so that you're not only just getting a short, simple answer, you're able to see a whole realm of solutions within that possibility. So it becomes a deeper system. And then when you have 30 charts, you have a complete system. So you can really look at yourself and find not only your challenges, but what your solutions are. And it can help you move through very deep issues. For instance, I came to pendulum dowsing when my husband, 2 years after my husband died. So I was taught in a system where we were able to not just get yes, no answers, but also learn to clear. And so I did a lot of self-examination and also clearing from grief, which, as you know, Pat, is a very long process.
It's a long process. I went through that myself. And so I do know it's a long process. But without that process, Right, Joan? Without that process, I do not think that we are able to actually move, period. Move energetically, move psychologically, move cognitively, right? Move emotionally, move spiritually. And, you know, now in today's world, we're kind of giving it sort of these fancy names. For example, like emotional intelligence. Yes. You know, I mean, it was brilliant that the creator of that, you know, he went out and decided, we've got to put this in a framework so yes. people can get a sense of where are you today and where do you want to go. But here's the question that I want to ask you about that. I think we have a very archaic view of what that looks like. And what I mean by that is, you know, the whole idea about grieving and from a psychological point of view, when that process was put together, it was never put together for people that are living. It was actually put together for people that were dying.
Uh-huh.
And so the interpretation of it was, and since I blame the field that I'm in of psychology, some of my colleagues, you know, they want to present the healing process to people as something that could take an entire decade.
Right.
And I think we need a new model, because if you look at the Course of Miracles, it's called the Course of Miracles for a reason. Mm-hmm. They're not telling you it's got to take 10 years to create something, right?
Yes, right. It's amazing. I had a year like that when I set an intention that I wanted a husband, a baby, a new business, a home, and a new car. And it was when I was 35. I was a little frustrated with my life. And I did a meditation and I set that intention. And all those things came to me within a year. That was all the work of the Course in Miracles. All these things can happen very quickly.
But one of the things that you also talk about in your book, and I want to talk about this when we come back, I want to talk about what it is that you've outlined in the book, you know, a real sense that this is a system. And the system that you created in helping people understand is that regardless of what the challenges are and that you chart out, right, whether it's going to be negative thoughts or no purpose or, you know, some kind of issue in your diet or lack of sleep, it doesn't matter. You know, that chart is a kicking off point. Mm-hmm. But when you then look at the book and what you've created, you take on everything from clearing to redirecting to self-care to abundance. When we come back, I want you to walk us through what the charts are, what the solution charts are, and what is new beginnings come to mean for all of us. Let's take a short break, everybody. 3 copies of the book to give away. 1-800-930-2819. And this book, by the way, includes 30 charts. 30. I don't think I've ever interviewed anybody that has written a book with 30 charts. I don't think that anybody has been that generous with solutions. 30 charts right in the book to pinpoint health and wellness. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
Are you new to playing with the law of attraction or a seasoned pro looking for an easy and organized way to monitor your co-creation endeavors as you draw them from the immaterial planes into your physical reality? Then join me over at goldenotter.us for bi-monthly new and full moon rituals where we plant seeds of intention, then harvest the fruits of our desires as part of a dynamic community in the members-only Lunar Manifestations Forum. I'm Autumn Seibel, host of Golden Otter Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream, and I can't wait to meet you.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Learn to live in the light and unveil the authentic you with A Time of Healing Radio with me, Felice Diana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in every third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as I help listeners understand sacred fusion energy and how to connect to the spirit that fuels the very life we live. Explore the journey of spiritual transcendence and ultimately discover the path to peace, love, purpose, and wholeness. For more information, visit atimeofhealing.com.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Gen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a moment for standing in your power. Self-control begins with noticing how different feelings present themselves in your body. When you're feeling sensitive, for example, your chin might quiver, tears might well up in your eyes, and your voice might catch in your throat. Anger, on the other hand, might appear as tension in your jaw, back, or arms, along with clenched fists, heat in the upper torso, scowling, and a strong desire to yell. The more aware you become of your body cues, the easier it will be to recognize when you're on the road to disaster. Choose the emotions that cause you problems, then start noticing and logging the body cues that come with them.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com. That's empoweringnrg.com.
Come on, everybody, get your groove on right there with Benny. That's Benny. That's Mr. B giving us the B. Shout it out. Mm-hmm. Say it loud. Here we are. I'm going off on a little rant there.
Say it loud, say it proud. Something like that.
Yeah,
right?
Baby. That's what I'm talking about. What a groove that was, Benny. That gives me it's a little old school, right?
My song or your the statement or the
your song?
Oh, my song. Oh, that's from the 90s. It wasn't that far back.
That's what I'm saying. It was that the 90s, the decade of music that nobody wants to talk about. Don't email me. Don't email me. Yes,
do
I know it,
it
was
it.
Beyonce.
Email
it's
Pat.
Like
do
no,
it. Do
don't
it.
Do it. Don't do it. Yeah. By the way, talk about the 90s. Whatever happened to Sinead O'Connor? Right? 90, 91. Yeah, nothing compares to you. We're still crying over that song. Hey, everybody, welcome back. Sinead probably could benefit from the book I have in front of me, The Book of Pendulum Healing. For those of you out there, 1-800-930-2819, we'd love to give you a copy of this fabulous book away. I'm not kidding when I said 30 charts. I don't even understand how I'm supposed to talk to Joan in an hour. But I'm going to do my best. So, Joan, I want to get to, I think we did a good job of giving people a backdrop, but you are a psychic and you're also an intuitive. You're also a healer. So I'm not surprised that this book came to you. I'm just not surprised. What I am surprised about is how absolutely practical and brilliant this is. And what I believe is that you are on to something that Dr. Oz mentioned about 5 years ago, the power of integrating energy healing into what we know. So let's take a look at this. There are 30 charts in here. I think there are 30. I don't know where I got that from.
Yes.
But you're demonstrating this through charts. Tell us what the charts are, or at least give us a couple of examples. And then why did you include in this book one of my favorite prayers, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. If there's anything that anybody would like to do for a mantra, if you are not doing that little mantra 24/7, OMG. Go for it, Joe.
Well, that is my mantra, Pat. I use that all the time. I swim and say the serenity prayer. And I pray for courage all the time because it is not really with our own power that we get things done. It is with our power and the power of a higher power. So when we ask for courage, we're asking that that universal mind, that universal healing come through. Back to the chart. The simplest chart is the yes, no, and clearing chart. That is the second chart the first chart in the series. But even if it was the only chart you learned, it's in a way the most important because you can ask yourself questions, not using your rational mind, but you use your higher self and your subconscious mind. And you can get yes, no questions on a variety of things like vitamins. Is this doctor the best for me? Is this a healing solution? Then the clearing part of the chart is that in clearing things, you might go to a therapist and have a really intense situation with your therapist. But then if you don't clear it, then you're still stuck in the energy. So it's important I actually clear myself, I would say, 2 or 3 times a day, mm-hmm. morning, noon, and night. You can clear yourself of past, all the things that have happened to you. Maybe you had a difficult conversation with a boss. Maybe you had a fight with your daughter. You can clear yourself and then move on. Then the rest of the 30 charts really help you delve into mind, body, and spirit, which you've already said. But what I do is I use the charts to guide me, and then I use what happens after you know the charts well, you actually go to another level. You're able to have clairvoyant and clairaudient experiences. So with me, what happened, like a year after using the charts, I started when I had my eyes closed in my mind's eye, I saw angels. And it was really cute because all of a sudden I realized that there's lots of angels around me, around my clients. The first angel I saw, though, was right behind this woman. And I had done a reading for her. I didn't know her that well. I did a reading for her and I saw this giant, I mean, like 10-foot tall angel. And now today I know it was Raphael. And Raphael worked through her. And then I found out that she actually worked in the court system and that they were, the angels on the other side were so pleased to work with this woman to help these children. So then after that, I started seeing angels and spirit beings often, and also spirit animals when I did readings. So practicing with the 30 charts, not only do you learn the charts and you're able to find answers, and there is a process in the book to do readings, but it will actually increase your intuition and your clairaudience and clairvoyance, which can help you in every aspect of life, you know, because life throws us a lot of curves, right?
Right. But let's talk about this too. And I want to get back to something that we started to talk about earlier and really reference the charts. One of the things that I love is, you know, having an idea to really reference and look at what's up for you. And what I mean by that is I love that you're talking about clearing every day, because in every given day, we have tens of thousands of thoughts. And according to science, most of them are negative. And even if you cannot recall at the end of the day what they are, there is an assumption I think we should all make. And that assumption is that part of your day, even with me, with all the positive conversations I have, right, there is going to be something that gets in there that doesn't belong in there or that I don't want in there. I want to ask you, as we're doing these clearings, one of the things in the book that you talk about that I absolutely want to get to, and maybe, Benny, what we'll do is we'll skip the break, is you tell us, I love that you have this in the book, and thank you for referencing Carl Jung on this, because I don't think people recognize this. You tell us to pay attention to synchronicities, and right out of the gate, you honor Carl Jung. And you say he coined the word synchronicities. Absolutely did. And for those of you out there, if you don't know this, Carl Jung has not gotten any credit whatsoever. And it's almost buried in the 12-step programs. But if it wasn't for Carl Jung, in I think 1934, telling someone that he had been working with that had an alcohol addiction, that he could no longer help him, that what this individual needed to get was a spiritual awakening. He called it a consciousness. If it wasn't for Carl Jung doing that and that being passed on into what we now know as 12-step programs, those programs literally would not be able to help people. But this is the same Carl Jung that also talked about paying attention to synchronicities. And a man who, in a letter he wrote later, wished he could have done more with this. So you have put this in the book, right? I wish Carl Jung would have done more with this, because we'd have been talking about intuition and not synchronicities, right?
Right. But I think synchronicities happen all the time. But if you start paying attention to them, it's like they bloom. And all of a sudden, your whole life can run on synchronicities, which makes your life a lot easier, because what you're doing is you're running into the right people, you're getting things taken care of more easily, and you're having a lot of fun with these synchronicities. It's like God peeking through the clouds and saying, I'm taking care of you. It can be so helpful in life to pay attention to synchronicities, and so much fun.
And so in the book, as you're looking at this, and there is something I want to follow on about, and this is me now making it up, if you don't mind. I'm going to take a giant leap. My sense is that your introduction to synchronicities is because that you have included an element of that in your charts. But the other part of it is, how do we now integrate synchronicities, charts, and the pendulum? How does this all work?
Well, I think when you start working with the pendulum, it takes you to a higher level. When you're holding a pendulum, you're focusing on the charts. It aligns you with spirit and with your spirit guides, takes you to a higher level. And so when you live on a higher level, it's as if life kind of lays out a grid for you that you can kind of step into the next thing with ease and grace, as opposed to having to work so hard for everything. Not that working hard isn't necessary also, but when you work with a pendulum, it increases your awareness of your full self, your higher self, and you live more in that space. And naturally, synchronicities, you become more aware of the synchronicities. Does that help, Pat?
Yeah. Two things. I bet we have a lot of listeners that understand what the pendulum is, what the word pendulum means.
Right.
But I think we need to tell them from your perspective what it is and how it's used in the book and in your healing practices.
Uh-huh. Well, the pendulum really is a simple instrument with a very long history. It is pendulums and dowsing rods are two instruments that are used in dowsing or divining. They've been used for 3,000, 4,000, probably since the beginning of time. It is an innate talent, I believe, that somewhat forgotten in a modern age, when it was so necessary to find resources for living, water, maybe food, maybe animals. So shamans used dowsing. They found that with an instrument, they could connect with higher self and figure out who and what they needed. So today, you 1,000 years later, we still have dowsing conferences, and these dowsers who from all over the world who find water and minerals come. And then the second group of people who comes to the dowsing conferences is people who use the pendulum for information gathering. So I use the pendulum, a simple instrument, with the 30 charts. A water dowser might use a pendulum use a map first to find where the likeliest place water would be found on a piece of property, and then go out with the divining rod. Very ancient. I think it connects with our brains,
mm-hmm.
and with universal mind.
And yes.
Then there's remote healing. You know, that you're able to actually work with people who are not with you, and that is through the process of remote viewing that probably you've heard of. Russell, I think it's Targ, from the Stanford Research Institute, has some beautiful books on remote healing. Somewhat gives the history of how the United States military created remote healing, and even dowsing, of course, and used dowsing for finding water and mines. So it's kind of a secret science, and even Einstein used dowsing. So I find that really interesting.
Yeah. And by the way, you know, if you go back and you look at this, and we look at this in a way that many people think, really, you two are really talking about that? Here's what I love about this. Whether you visit your past life, and as you have, or somebody works with you directly. Here's what I love about this, Joan, is that when we think about and ask ourselves the question, how is it that as human beings, civilization actually survived?
Right.
If we ask ourselves that question, and we go back thousands, even longer than that in time, the many ways that humanity should have been wiped off the face of the earth. The many ways that that could have happened was abruptly interrupted by what we're talking about, because humanity didn't have the internet or WebMD to call to find out what drug to take, right?
Right.
Things had to be created that were both of the mind, body, spiritual healing process.
Right.
And what we're talking about is one of them.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have always found using a pendulum very profound. I've used it for 20 years now, and it's hard to describe to people how something so simple could be such a tool, and that everyone should be using it, because doesn't the whole world need clearing right now?
Yeah, doesn't it?
Doesn't it?
No. Doesn't the whole world need clearing? Anybody that's wondering about that actually really being a thing, it is.
Yes.
Yeah, we're beyond needing clearing right now, right? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think the, you know, I think right now energetically we could use a giant colonic.
Right.
Oh boy, that's a visual.
That's a nice word.
Yeah, yeah, but there's a reason for it, and I think part of the reason is that we've accumulated so much. See, we can't keep up in the digital world. We cannot keep up with the amount of information, and so we don't have. We're not quite like computers, Joan. Where if your computer gets a virus, there's a safety net to get rid of it. But what you're talking about is the equivalent of a virus detection system that can help us every day, right?
Yes.
Keep our psyche fresh and clean.
All right.
I want to ask you this question. Out of everything you've written, out of everything that you've put in the book and your practices, what do you find today, just today, What are you leaning towards as the most important message you want to share with people today?
Well, you know, I've had experience both in traditional and non-traditional healing.
Mm-hmm.
And I went through the experience with my husband, and I've, of course, through my practice. What I want to say to people is, not to ever give up, that some authorities will give you answers that, like, you go to a doctor and they tell you they virtually have nothing they can do for you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a whole realm of non-traditional medicine that can help people. And it's just that the idea is that you don't give up, that you find out what will heal you. For instance, after my husband died, I did everything I could, but it wasn't until I found dowsing that I really felt like I was healed, and that it really was like I had a knife, or I had a hole in my soul. I know that sounds corny, but there was a part of me that was missing, and it was really through dowsing and doing this healing work and through sharing it with others that I found my healing. So my message would be for everyone to find their own healing in whatever way they need, and don't ever give up.
Yeah. I'm telling you, there is a power to perseverance and persistence. And I think the one message that you bring forward that I just want to remind people of is that while there's so much that energies, life force, other people can do for us, the one thing you found and that I found is in the end, the buck stops here.
Right.
And what you've done in the book is what you said for those of you that have that moment of awakening where you realize that you can control and you are the one that can alter and monitor your destiny.
Yes.
You're sharing how to do it.
Yes.
So I want to thank you. Joan, one last question. How can people find out more about you? How can they get a copy of the book? And most importantly, how can they work with you directly?
Well, right now they can go to joanrosestaffen.com. That's the first step. And then they can ask to be on my mailing list. Then the second step, you can buy a book at most New Age bookstores or online. And I would suggest getting the paper copy of the book, because then you'll have paper charts, mm-hmm. and be able to use the pendulum much more easily with them. Virtually, the workshop is in the book. And then there's other resources at Facebook.com, Santa Cruz Psychic Healer, and Joan Staffen. So lots of ways to get a hold of me.
Thank you, Joan. Thank you so very much. Last question, personal message. What would you like to leave everybody with here today?
I think it's the idea that we all are really one, and that together we can make a better world. I still believe that. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I believe that too. Yeah. Woo.
It's a pleasure talking with you.
Oh, great. I love the book. As I said before, the book of Pendulum Healing, right? 30 charts to pinpoint health and wellness needs. Not only that, once you pinpoint them, what Joan takes you through multiple ways, rituals, advice, how to be a group leader, you name it, it's in here. I still don't know how she got 30 charts in the book, but trust me, they're in here. You know, everything from life transitions to gratitude, they're all here. Thank you so very much, Joan.
Thank you.
Awesome. Benny, thank you for pushing all the right buttons. Thank you for helping me get my groove on today.
Anytime, you are welcome.
All right, we got another hour coming up. Darcy. Yeah, going to be talking animals. We'll be right back.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.